This is an executive summary of 1031 identification rules, the 3 property, 200% and 95% rules, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. The 45-day identification window is the part of a 1031 exchange where good intentions most often turn into taxable mistakes. The IRS limits how many replacement properties you can name and how much they can be worth, through 3 rules, and it requires the identification to be made a particular way. None of this is difficult, but all of it is unforgiving. An identification that breaks a rule or is made improperly can invalidate the exchange even if every other step is flawless. This memo covers each rule, how to put a valid identification on paper, and how to think strategically about what to name. The identification rules balance 2 competing needs. On one hand, you need flexibility, the ability to name backups in case your primary deal falls through, since you can't add properties after day 45. On the other, the IRS doesn't want you identifying an unlimited list of every property in the market just to keep your options open indefinitely. The 3 rules resolve that tension by capping either the number of properties or their total value, with one narrow exception for investors who genuinely intend to acquire nearly everything they identify. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.